The National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, has started a series of interactions targeting particularly the youth to forestall any disturbances after the final verdict of the Supreme Court. The Director of Programs at the Commission, Samuel Ikuamwa, said regional officers have been instructed to do a lot of sensitization towards maintaining public order. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ikuamwa said a stakeholders meeting will take place next Wednesday to this effect. He spoke to Agatha Asamoa.
We at the state have given instructions to our regional officers already to do a lot of sensitization towards maintaining public order. And as we get to the end of the litigation, we are going to move to another step. Now the issue has become more bigger than what we need to finish hard as usual. So we're getting all our stakeholders to a meeting next week by Wednesday and discuss what we have done, make a review of what we have done, and then take the input into the way forward. We have a plan for the way forward, but the input and then roll out the next level of activities, which will take care of the period of the verdict and after.
But these programs that you've been embarking, what have been the impacts on the youth in particular and Ghanaians in general?
Oh, well, if you talk to people, you realize that even though there seems to be tension out there, there are many more people who also now agree that we must all respect the verdict of the Supreme Court. Many people agree to that. And it's out of the kind of sensitization that has gone on, not only by the NCC, but by civil society and by all our stakeholders.
But if you have monitored commentaries on it, it looks like it is all doom after the verdict. Do you sense something similar following your programs across the country?
I don't think there will be any doom.
That was the Director of Programs at the National Commission for Civic Education, Samuel Ikuamwa, talking to Agatha Asamoa.
Still talking peace, the police in Tamale have asked leaders of political parties to impress on their followers not to engage in activities that will endanger the peace in the country. The police are also warning supporters of the parties not to jubilate or cast insinuations after the verdict. The Public Relations Officer of the Tamale Police Command, ASP Ebenezer Tete, told Radio Ghana that these are part of measures to maintain the peace the region is currently enjoying. The command has already engaged opinion leaders, chiefs and religious bodies.
We had a meeting with the political parties at the regional peace protest. The agenda was to impress upon them to talk with their followers so that they will not do anything that will affect the security of the region. After the verdict of the Supreme Court. So far, the pre-Supreme Court activities is also being monitored, and we have had calls to invite certain media houses which translate the proceedings in the local language here, and it's been incurring the displeasure and the wrath of certain people. So all those things have come to our notice, and we have engaged with the media, especially the radio stations in the region, try and talk to them not to misinterpret or add anything to whatever they put on air here. So it's a series of activities, and we show that political parties as an important agent in the peace building activities in the region, we ought to meet them too. So we had a meeting with the various political parties, and we told them that they should try and educate their members, especially after the verdict. Nobody should go on a wild jubilation or go counting or casting aspersions and any innuendo that is going to degenerate into clashes, because we show that these are some of the things that if not nipped in the bud as quickly as possible, it can escalate and actually build up tension. If we are not careful, it will explode in our faces.
ASP Tete said the police are prepared for any eventualities. He mentioned the increase in the presence of police in the region, as well as the deployment of more personnel to augment the current strength and some measures put in place to maintain the peace.
We have reactivated all the security plans that we especially put in place before, during and after elections. We are fortunate enough to have some personnel, about 350 personnel posted to us here. So it has actually beefed up the number of personnel that we have, the number of police personnel that we have in the region. Presently, we are using some of these personnel for the visibility and accessibility program that has been embarked on in Accra and other places. And we hope that with this plans that we are putting in place and other logistics that have been provided to us, we'll be able to, you know, live up to whatever bidding that will be expected for us after the verdict from the Supreme Court. As I have indicated, the regional police command is trying to be proactive and preventive instead of being reactive. Mm. We don't want to sit down for the situation to happen before we go firefighting. So we are employing all necessary tools at our disposal to make sure that the region will be peaceful before and after the Supreme Court verdict.
PRO of the Northern Regional Police Command, ASP Ebenezer Tete.